Hello?
Hey, Steven?
Yes?
Hey, Steven, this is John with Local Splash.
Oh, yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay. I was reviewing your account. It looked like some Facebook leads came through. I don't know if you got to them.
No. There was one lead that appeared to be a lead, but I guess somebody had just clicked on it, and the other ones were just calls where we had... Y'all had called, and one was where I got my girlfriend to call one time to see if it would go through. But I haven't got an actual lead on Facebook yet. Not yet.
Okay. All right. I was hoping that was actually something. I know we were trying to get the Facebook stuff generating leads pretty quickly here. Barbara,
yes,
Barbara was your lady yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then Cleo,
yes,
Moore?
No, Barbara was somebody that I don't know who that was. They called, when I called, they had a little message under the bottom that said not needing service or something like that. But when I called, they hung up. And the other one, I don't know who it was, never got no return or anything off of it. I don't know what that was.
Okay.
But one of them, I think they must have clicked on it and then decided they didn't want to call us, but they were just clicking, yes, because it had a little thing under it that said it didn't need any services or something.
Got it. And you spoke with our representative on Friday about Google Verified?
She spoke to me briefly about it. She was saying that there was a process about it. And she was talking about there was two different ways, Google Verified and Google Ads.
Yeah.
And that Google, because what we were, our long-term goal is we want to be, what our goal is, as fast as possible, is
at the top.
It's to be where when somebody Googles renovation or remodeling or whatever in our area that we come up as one of the first few contractors, because that's what's actually going to allow us to grow.
You know.
But right now we're the situation that we're in, you know, we've got thousands of dollars worth of tools and a truck, and we put ourselves into and we've invested in quite a few things, and we're on Angie's list, and we've landed a few jobs from that, but we also have to weed through a lot of scams and a lot of sorts of different things, which I guess that comes with the territory. But at the moment, we're trying to, especially this being the slow time of the year, we're trying to create enough we need enough leads or revenue so that we can invest more, you know, so that we can invest in doing something else. Right now we're not sinking, but we are not progressing at the moment, which it is one of the slowest times of the year for our business. So the fact that we have enough coming in just to keep everything maintained is a blessing at the moment. But another thing, I was looking at our Facebook ad that's playing, and it looks good. The only thing that I've seen that I think that we probably need to change is the church pictures look good, and we're going to take some pictures as soon as possible to send in to y'all so that we can really start focusing on like flooring and seeing the renovations on the inside of a house, because I think that'll look better for us concerned as the type of customers we're trying to attract. There's nothing wrong with the church pictures that we posted. I just think that it looks a little commercially, and that it's not. I think if we send out some better pictures, we might make it look a little better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll do as many updates as we can. Well, we're in the same boat of just trying to get you something as soon as possible. So, I mean, we could pivot a little bit with the Facebook ads. I just kind of want to get feedback on what kind of results you've seen since we made that change a week ago. And then I didn't know if you wanted to branch into Google Verified because of the way that they had done the notes on Friday. I was like, God.
We do want to do Google Verified or either Google Ads short term, but it's going to have to be when we've got the ability to invest in it, because right now we're not able to do so.
Yeah, that's what you were saying the last time we spoke.
But what I was wondering, though, was on Google Verified, mm-hmm. what being as we mostly, see, I'm on Angie's list, and I have general liability insurance and a LLC and all that, but I don't necessarily have to have a special licensing for what I do. Now, we do bathroom remodels and stuff, but we can't put it on there as we're a bathroom remodeler. You know, if somebody asks us to do it, then we're covered with insurance and stuff like that. But from what she was saying, there were certain things that I may have to get a certification with through Google if I was certified, but not if I use ads or I was just under, you know.
Yeah, because Google Guarantee, yes, or Google Verified, you have to pass a background check. It's not so much a license, but they want to make sure you have at least the minimum insurance and no felonies in the last 7 years. It's kind of a promise that you make to the homeowners that we're referring you to.
Well, that's not an issue at all.
I don't think getting you qualified is an issue. The background check is it's a one-time application fee of $200, and then it's pay per lead after that.
Pay per lead? How much is the leads? It's depending. But the leads have a 95% turnover rate, though, is what I understood.
Right, because the leads were handed off to you live with the customer on the line, and they're enrolling in the Google Verified program, which is a program where homeowners can feel like all the vetting of the business owner has been done for me by Google, and Google's saying even if something goes wrong, that they'll back them, right? And they'll take the hit if something were to go wrong, right? So people enroll in that program. And so when we hand you off to them live, they're just kind of fed into, if I want to get the Google insurance, then I'm going to go with the guy that they recommend. So by the time we hand you off a lead live, you know, it does have really high conversion rate at the 90 percentile.
So the only thing it takes is $200 for a background check and then pay for the leads?
Right. But the background check's going to take 2 to 3 weeks to get through anyway, so I was thinking maybe start working on that. And then once you're ready once you pass the background check and you're ready to start receiving leads, they'll ask for a 13 lead balance to get you started, and that'll guarantee you at least 13.
Well, how much is the leads? How much would that be?
Let me grab it. So today it would only be the $200 if you wanted to get the background check going, but let me get you the quote on the lead fees.
Okay. I can't do it.
It's just for restoration, right?
Yeah, well, we have painting, flooring, restoration, remodeling, stuff like that. We like flooring. Flooring and restoration, yes.
Okay, I'll go flooring. Let me see what the flooring needs are. Flooring contractor. And then we plug in.
We'd like to do like flooring, painting, and drywall. We'll do with them three.
I remember you mentioning flooring was the main one, though, last time we spoke.
Yes.
That's what it looks like all your ads are kind of geared towards, too, right now. But it looks like the leads for flooring professionals, the flooring leads go anywhere from $58 to $87. So, yeah, you could get a pretty hefty number there. I mean, your activation budget would be $1,131. That's the high number. It's the 87 times 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, that's something I'm definitely still not cheap, but definitely worth the investment with a 95% turnover rate on the leads.
Yeah, I mean, but they're basically vetted for you, handed off to you for scheduling.
Well, right now I'm not able to do it, but and give me a week or two or so I get my situation. At least if nothing else, I can go ahead and pay for the background check and then work on the other part of it. But I can't do it right this minute. But it's definitely a goal.
We'll try to grow you as fast as possible. I don't want you having these problems come springtime. I need this stuff to be sorted out and consistent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm thinking it probably will be.
It will. 100%. The hardest part when you're running a business, especially when you just start marketing, is like the first year. Once you get through that first year and you have all the kinks ironed out, then you start to reap the benefits of it. So starting a business is really an investment in the beginning that pays off later. It's not a get-rich-quick thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Which, you know, I understand it looks the beginning here, but in the last, we hadn't been in an LLC in the last 2 years, but in the last 2 years we've come from, I mean, we are definitely equipped for business. We've got our truck, tools, everything we need. If we're going to be successful, it's going to be right now.
Yeah. So, oh, it's coming. Yeah. We'll try to accelerate you as fast as possible. Like I said, I'll put some notes in here to see what we can do about the Facebook ads turning over leads. But on our end, I needed your feedback because from us, it looks like you got calls. But now that I hear that they're not actually calls, we want to try to pivot, see what we can do, maybe expand on the area a little more.
Okay, yes, sir. And as soon as is your extension 544?
Yep, that's it.
As soon as I get to where, if I don't hear from you, as soon as I get to where I can do something with the background check, I will give you a call.
I set you up for a call back on February 2nd, so I put that in my calendar. It's 2 weeks from today.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay, then.
All right, Stephen. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Right,
you have a good day, too.
All right.